News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hey, it's Monday. It's Pep Talk with Meg. And you know what that means when you hear a little Brad Paisley singing about being online. Tasca King is in the house, ready to talk about ADX Digital. How are you?
Good morning. You know, I'm always dancing to Brad. My head starts bobbing.
The body starts shaking. It's all good.
I'm real excited. I'm a Brad fan, first of all.
Really? I would never have guessed that.
And I'm real excited because he's involved in a Hallmark Christmas movie this year.
Oh.
Called Christmas at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, how fun.
For those of you who are Hallmark fans,
well,
don't throw that out there.
You never know what you're going to hear on Pep Talk that's going to add value to your life. Okay? This made the morning now. My life is complete knowing that we have a Hallmark movie I can look forward to.
I know. Okay. Let's talk digital.
Okay, let's talk digital. ADX Digital Marketing is something that I have gotten educated on. Tasca does a great job of explaining all this because really, I used to be in charge of organizations, I've run businesses, everything's changed. And so much, I was reading an interesting article over the weekend about the scale of change we've gone through compared to what it was like back in the 1800s, right?
Oh,
so from 1800s to now, the change was very gradual, very subtle. And then they were saying that from basically
the early 80s, like
1980 to 2000 mm-hmm. was a dramatic jump in change. Uh-huh. But from 2000 to now, this last 25 years, we've changed more in the last 25 years than we had our entire history of man.
That's incredible.
But I believe it.
I think about that.
I mean, even this month, now I'm going to all these AI courses and trying to catch up and learn about AI. If I'm running a business, I need help. I need to understand all these different options and programs. And I know you're our expert. This is the expert panel.
You know, if you're running a business and you need to market your business and continue to compete, you've got to join the digital world.
You have
because
to.
Because your competitors already are.
That's right. You have to.
So you have to, yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about digital. Well, what I'm going to talk about today is mobile conquesting.
Okay,
and we've talked about that in the past, and it is it's utilizing geofencing is the main targeting strategy. So mobile conquesting is using location-based demographic and behavioral targeting to reach consumers with digital with display and video ads on their mobile devices. Now, there's two different phrases that you've probably heard, and a lot of times people get them mixed up. And the first one is geotargeting, and the other one is geofencing.
Okay.
They are not the same thing.
So what are they?
A lot of people think they are the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll meet with someone for the first time who's heard a little bit about digital, but they've not really done it yet, and they said, I want to do geofencing. And the more I have conversation with them, I'm like, you want to do geotargeting. You may not necessarily need geofencing. So we're going to do a little deep dive into mobile conquesting and when is the right time for geofencing. All of our campaigns are going to start with geotargeting.
Okay, so what does that mean?
That is when you tell us where you want these ads to be shown.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, do you want these ads to just be within a 5-mile radius of your business? Do you want these ads to be all over Escambia County? Do you want Baldwin and Escambia and Santa Rosa County? Do you want the whole state of Florida? Do you want the entire southeastern part of the United States? Anywhere in the country that you want ads to be shown, we can do that, but we have got to pinpoint where those ads are going to be shown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we're going to start every campaign with your geographic targeting, because we want to make sure that we're showing the ads where you want them to be shown.
That makes perfect sense.
Now, for example, if you are a company that all of your business comes from the local area, then you're going to want very precise geotargeting. But if you are, if you've got a big e-commerce
mm-hmm.
part of your business, if e-commerce is a big part of your business, I mean, those ads could be shown just about anywhere.
Right.
As long as the other criteria and targeting strategies match up.
Well, it makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
And it's very specific. That's what I love about it because, as I've mentioned many times, the days of the kind of throw it on the wall and hope it sticks advertising are long gone.
They are. Okay, so once that geographic area, mm-hmm. that geo-targeting for your campaign is set, Then we're going to start talking about the products and whether or not to work in geofencing. So mobile conquesting, again, I've given you the exact definition of it, utilizing, we're going to use location-based targeting with geographic and behavioral targeting layered in.
Okay.
And all of these ads are going to be shown on mobile devices. What's a mobile device? A phone or a tablet, pretty much.
Okay.
If that, you know, we don't, they're not going to be shown on laptops. They're definitely not going to be shown on desktops.
Mm-hmm.
If it's video, it's not going to be on a television.
Right.
So it's going to be, for the most part, they're all going to be on tablets and mobile phones.
Or mobile watches. Probably.
Do the ads show on watches? I don't have one of those watches.
Well, I would assume so.
I don't have one.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay.
Because everything that's on my phone is on my watch.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Good. You know, my texts actually show up on my Fitbit now.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Oh, gosh.
I digress. Okay, let's back to mobile conquesting. So, with mobile conquesting, we can target people with their online behaviors. And that's the specific behaviors they have shown while they were online and in a certain demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And we also can target by their offline behaviors. And that's targeting people by where they have been tracked with their phone recently, such as locations, businesses, areas of town, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start with that, and then we're going to layer in mobile conquesting categories, which is a little different than regular behaviors. They're just, everything's kind of put into categories instead of individual behaviors.
Gotcha.
But it's very, very similar.
So as a business owner and I'm looking at setting up a campaign for myself, I would sit down and talk to you or to a consultant.
Absolutely.
And then figure out who is my target.
Right. Exactly.
And then figure that out and then say, now how am I going to get that target?
Right, right. So then we're going to start looking at the geofences. And how are we going to geofence? Well, there's a couple different ways that we can geofence.
Mm-hmm.
The first way is to geofence by your address and or by the address of the place you want to geofence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can geofence your competitor. If your competitor is a store, then we can geofence that store. And we can do that in a couple of different ways. We can geofence just by the address, or we can geofence with polygon mapping. Now, what does that mean? That means we literally draw a virtual fence either around just the building of your business or the building and the parking lot of your business.
Wow.
Now, why does that matter? Okay, so let's say, for example, you want to geofence a business that's on the boardwalk on the beach.
Okay.
You would probably just want to geofence the map of the physical building of the store you want to geofence.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we geofence the parking lot, then what if those people are parking there and going over to the beach?
Right. They're not necessarily
there. But you're
going
to get
there.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be waste for you. And we try to eliminate waste.
Gotcha.
So we're going to talk about all the different things on exactly who do you want to target. Do you want to target just people who are going inside a specific business or inside a specific building, or do you want to be more general and get people that are in the parking lot or people that are just in the area? Another way that I like to phrase it is we're going to geofence places where people gather. Okay? Mm-hmm. There are certain places we can't geofence, but we can get around that.
Okay.
So, and we can talk about that, what those places are when we meet.
All right.
And different things. There, we can also, when we geofence and we use radius, we can go out like 5 miles.
Wow.
So there's a lot of different ways that we can create those geofences, and that's all going to come out of what your needs are when we meet with you.
Okay. We are talking with Tasca King with ADX Digital. If you have any questions, please text them in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk on Monday, all about ADX Digital. We'll be back and to answer your questions and to find out more about how all of this works right here on Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking to Tasca King with ADX Digital. So much to learn. I feel like every week I learn something new. So what else are you going to teach me today, Tasca?
Okay, well, just to finish up our talk about mobile conquesting, again, those targeting options are going to be the online behaviors and the offline behaviors. And the other options are going to be geofencing, which is what we talked about. That's targeting people in real time while they are at a specific location. And serve the ads while they're there. Okay. Then we've got geo-retargeting. And that's the people who have been inside the geofence and seen an ad, and then we continue to show them an ad.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also the option for geo-retargeting lookalike, and that's targeting people who are in the same area or from the same neighborhoods as the people that we've already shown the ads to with geo-retargeting. And in other words, they are very similar to the people who have been geo-targeted. Does that make sense?
I'm trying to follow.
Okay. It's kind of like AI.
Okay. All right.
Where, you know, we're going to find people who are similar to the people that have interacted with the ads.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
And have shown that they are a prospect.
Got it. Okay. It's very specific.
Right. So, again, with geofencing, the way to create the geofence, and a geofence, I like to say, is a virtual fence that we draw around a place where people gather.
So one time you gave the example of the Bay Center, for example.
Yeah.
So then maybe can you give say how that might work?
Okay, so we can do a couple of things with the Bay Center. First of all, we could do a polygon mapping where we draw a fence exactly around the building of the Bay Center.
Right.
And the ads are only shown inside the Bay Center during that given time.
Right.
Okay. Then we can do another polygon mapping is where it would include the parking lot.
Okay.
Okay. The other thing that we could do is just take the address and say we want to geofence this address and we want to go out half a mile or we want to go out up to 5 miles, depending on who all you might want to reach that might also be coming through that area.
So let me ask if I've got the right idea. So if I had a sporting goods store and I knew that there was going to be a sporting event at the Bay Center, that would be my target audience because they might be kids that are going to that event with their parents that might end up buying sporting goods or that kind of thing. Would that make sense?
It definitely makes sense.
Okay. So I'm excited.
Sense.
I'm understanding this.
Another good example of that is we worked with a store in town that is more of a fitness store that sells a lot of different types of sneakers, running shoes, walking shoes.
Okay.
And we geofenced different areas where these walks and runs happen.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
And then we also geofenced just in general downtown, and we geofenced the area where the Blue Wahoos play. And with downtown, we did a 3 mile radius so we could catch all of the people walking around downtown because a lot of people walk downtown.
Right.
And they need good walking shoes.
And they're going to have an interest in this because they're right there.
Exactly.
They're already showing an interest in your product.
And we've geofenced those areas in addition to that store's competitors. And then, of course, we also fence that store's competitors.
Interesting. Okay. We're talking with Tasca King all about ADX Digital and how you can use it to support your business and your business marketing. If you have a question, 850-437-1620.
Okay.
What else are we going
to
tell us about?
Well, I wanted to talk about another product that we have that's fairly new that is called Website Visitor ID. So have you ever wondered about people that are coming to your website and don't do anything?
Mm-hmm.
You want to learn about the people who are coming to your website? That's what Website Visitor ID does. So Website Visitor ID, it collects your website traffic data and identifies information about its users.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
So what do we do? What do we find out? Well, we collect first-party data from your website traffic. That data can include names, addresses, email addresses, income, demographics, and a lot more.
Wow.
Then you can turn that data into sales by creating email campaigns, by creating another digital campaign, and reach those people in different ways. And they may be people that you have never interacted with, but they've been to your website. You may not know that.
Right.
And you may not know them because they've only been to your website. And this gives you a better chance to make contact with those people. There was a reason why they went to your website.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep the line of communication open.
No, that's very smart. Very smart.
So that is, again, it's fairly new. We don't use cookies on this. It is privacy compliant. It's very easy to integrate. And it's easy for you to measure your ROI. And I know that's important to so many businesses to be able to measure ROI.
And that's a return on investment.
Yeah, exactly.
I always be careful with acronyms on this show because it depends on what business you're in.
Yes, exactly.
They can mean all kinds of different things.
But would love to teach you more about these products, Mobile Conquesting and Visitor ID. Mm-hmm. And the best way to do that is for you to give us a call. That number is 850-262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne. And he will connect you with one of our digital experts. And we'll come out and meet with you and introduce you to both of these products, do a much deeper dive than I just did today, on how they work and which products are going to work best for you and your business. And then, you know, that first meeting, again, is a consultation. It's education only. It is not a sales pitch.
And it's free, correct?
Absolutely.
Because that's important, too. A lot of times you have to pay a fee up front to learn about what you're going to be buying.
There is there is no tuition for this class.
It's definitely a class with so much information, but this is just a couple of the products that we have, too.
Yeah, we have so many products. You know, another one I wanted to mention real quickly was live chat. Mm-hmm. A lot of people need a live chat option on their website, and they don't have it because they can't man it.
Right.
We can man it. And we're going to man it with live people.
That's amazing to me.
So if you're doing a digital campaign with us and you need to have live chat, or you don't have a live chat on your website, let's talk about live chat because it's very inexpensive. Once it's set up, you're set up.
Gosh, what a great thing for a small business owner.
I know. And you don't have to man it. We man it for you 24/7 with a live person.
Mm-hmm.
And the leads that you're going to get are going to be vetted before you even get them.
Wow.
And they're not that expensive. You know what? I heard recently that there was another one of the national companies that does, it offers something very similar to live chat, that where you get leads.
Right.
That the leads were $100 a piece.
Whoops.
Just for the lead.
Wow.
I'm like, why are people paying for that?
Yeah.
And my client that was telling me about it, he said, you know, I have to tell them, look, don't give me more than five of these a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know how many five leads will cost on my live chat? $50.
Okay, I'm sold.
Not $500.
I'm sold. All right. We'll be back with Task King with more tips on how you can improve your business with ADX Digital Marketing right here on Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about ADX digital marketing, all the ways that it can help your business. Taska King is here. She's a marketing consultant and an expert on digital.
One other product I wanted to mention is geoframing. We don't talk about this one a whole lot, and it's not because it's still a great product. It's very specific, though. Geoframing is going back in time to a previous event where we have captured people's mobile device IDs and doing a campaign to those IDs or to those phones. So basically, a good example of geoframing is if you were that running store I was telling you about, that sneaker store.
Right.
And you could go back and geoframe the Double Ridge Run.
See, that would be
smart.
Or
the McGuire's 5K.
Mm-hmm.
And you geoframe and get all the device IDs. And you know all those people had a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were, you know, tracking every step and every, you know, right. thing that they wanted.
And taking selfies.
Exactly. Exactly. And then doing a full campaign to that database. That's creating a database that we already know. Another good example is if we would go back and geoframe the country concerts from the summer over at the Wharf.
Yes, of course.
And if you're a Western wear store, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're gonna get country music fans, and you've got all of those IDs, and just do a campaign just to those people.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's a really cool product. We don't use it a whole lot. It's because it is very specific. But if it's something you want to learn more about, then absolutely. Let's plan that meeting. Let's talk about these different products. Learn more about mobile conquesting. Learn more about our live chat option and geoframing and then website visitor ID. And again, that initial meeting doesn't cost you anything but about an hour.
All right, how do we do
it? Time. You just call Jeff Wayne, and that number is 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff. He will connect you with one of our experts, and we'll come out, and we will teach you everything we can teach you in an hour. How's that?
Sounds great. Taska King always does a great job in telling us about ADX Digital Marketing. I hope you have a great Monday with Pep Talk and News Radio 92.3. We'll be back again with you tomorrow morning.